Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. So go and powder your
cute little pussycat. Blousy, you're good, really good. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat know. All right, Iggy. You almost never sing, Iggy.
I love Tom Jones.
Well, sing a little. Let's hear it.
You like to warble, bro?
No.
You ever seen DJ live?
Yeah, I threw my panties on stage.
Nice.
Huh. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan KFNS. We're live in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. What an 8 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour we have for you. First off, we're going to do a WhatsApp test to make sure we can interview Vivian Azure tomorrow from the Ukraine, because people were going, hey, you guys, can you get her on? So we're trying to.
Yep.
We're going to have Lucas Hackman, who is the grounds crew member who removed the rally cat from the field last night. And then we're going to have Derek Gould, brought to you by GFI Digital. And then we're going to have adult film star Jill Cassidy. And we felt like they all tied together. So that's coming your way here on the program. Plus, the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. On Monday, we will be live from St. Albans for the Jack Buck Classic, the 48th Jack Buck Classic. Vogel Heating and Cooling presenting the 48th annual Jack Buck Classic on Monday, August 14th, the award-winning St. Albans Country Club. The tournament benefits the CF Foundation, a cystic fibrosis foundation designed to aid CF patients in therapy and leading the charge into finding a cure. This event is near and dear to the Vogels as their son, their youngest son, has this horrible disease. But because of the CF Foundation, he has lived a fairly healthy and normal life. To buy tickets for the event, please visit gateway.cff.org. That's what we'll be broadcasting on Monday, and then at Hot Shots in Fenton for TMA Live, presented by Bud Select on Thursday. Come on by. The water is warm. I hear we're giving away 7 sets of Cardinal tickets for Foot Fetish Friday, so I feel like it's going to be a lesbianic event.
You'd have to think.
Sea Monster's in here. We're doing a WhatsApp test so we can interview Vivian Azure, who's, we believe, in the Ukraine, even though she says she's from Toronto. What's going on?
So I'll be interested to
this
know.
This audio sounds terrible. Doesn't it sound terrible in the headphones?
Does it sound bad on the air?
I don't know if it sounds bad.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to hear the text, because you guys are now all connected through my mixing board.
Are we on WhatsApp yet?
Well, I'm going to call up. Is that audio any better? We're adjusting.
That is now better. At least, I can't hear myself real well, but I think it's better that way. Oh, now I can. All right. It sounds good, Seamaster.
All right. Well, let's do a test call here to Joe C.
So you have your phone. You're using your phone?
Then Joe C is actually Joe Charbonneau. You remember him as Super Joe Charbonneau, and it's sort of where are they now feature.
All right, let's...
Vivian?
That's what it's all about. Barrett wouldn't like this, I don't
know.
Okay.
Some dialing music playing?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
Greetings.
Oh, well, hello, Joe. You're on the air.
Sounds crystal clear.
All right.
Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you. It sounds like you're a bit distant.
Mm. Well, I don't know you that
well. I think I'm picking you up through the phone. Well, but yes, I can hear everything mostly just fine.
What are you wearing?
Good question. Well, that's speaking of distant. I'm wearing things.
It's very hot.
Very hot.
Well, full disclosure, Joe did tell me he usually showers around 8 o'clock, so we might have caught him right after.
I made sure I was ready a little bit earlier this morning.
Do you towel dry or air dry?
Dan Devine was an air dryer.
Jack Snowball, air dryer.
Which, a little bit of both, actually. I towel dry the top of the head.
I don't like the little brag.
Just gotta get the hair nice and dry.
Yeah.
I do. I have been known to blow dry the beard, actually.
Huh. Now, not to get too personal, but what's the powder situation over there?
Good question.
Say that again.
What's the powder situation over there?
The powder. Don't. I don't. No powder.
You could chafe. Could run into a chafing situation.
Yeah, I guess that's just a risk I run.
Seamaster, do we have what we need?
I think
want to keep going.
Let's get some listener feedback on how it sounds over the air. But
usually,
I think
when you go to the listeners, you get positive feedback.
No. I want actual legit feedback.
Someone said this guest sounds really cute.
That's Scott Sprinkle Ballsack, who might be in a cuck situation with Iggy on the night of the Lady Gaga concert, Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Starting to come together.
Well, Joe is one of the unsung heroes in operations around here, so
he
listeners should tip their cap to him. I think for the purposes of this test, we're probably good. Joe, thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There it is.
Good work, Joe.
The WhatsApp test is in the books now, Jennings.
We got it set for tomorrow in Vivian.
Now you have to unplug everything?
Now what I'm going to do here is, Plowsy, if you could get on your mic and just kind of go solo for about 30 seconds, I'm going to go plug all the mics
do the Homer roll
back into the normal ports.
No, actually, I could probably do this time do a post-live read. You know, it's one of our favorite spots here.
Good job, Plowsy.
Can't trade it. That's Western Illinois right there.
Yeah, I don't really have any hot takes, so we're going to go, you know, pay some bills here with the Post Sports Bar and Grill. We all know about their famous cheesesteak, but they also have Cardinal specials during every game. $3.75, 22-ounce Wells and domestic draft specials. Free shots for every Jed Jerko home run. 10% off regular price items for wearing Cardinal gear, free ticket giveaways during every Tuesday and Friday game, and of course, happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and all day Tuesday, $2.50 domestic pints, $3 Wells, $5 select appetizer, weekend bucket special, $10 Miller Coors buckets all day Saturday and Sunday, the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends, and Seymour, are we good?
You got to add all those guys back.
Yeah, you got to pot us up.
There we go.
Pot us up. Well done, Plowhawk. All right, so now everything's back to normal, but the bottom line is we can talk with Vivian Azure tomorrow.
Which way we go, Plow?
And it should be magical. So Derek Gould coming up here in about 15 minutes. Lucas Hackman after his Sports Center hit. And Jill Cassidy. That's the rundown. Mm. Plus Stephen Wildwood already with 4 email of the day wins. And there are people now who are listening for Stephen Wildwood's emails. They recognize that he has tapped into something. He's kind of like a daily show for Hot Take Sports Radio in St. Louis. Although I don't really know if that is around. I don't know. I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just not saying that if it is, it's not real popular. So I don't know. But it is certainly something that is prevalent around the country. And his interpretations are leading him to a big lead early on, a third of the way through the month of August. So what Stephen Wildwood is doing is something special. It's something fun, and it's unlike what's going on, unfortunately, for Stuart Dean at the PGA Championship, because Jennings, he's 6 over through 5.
But you see who's on top of that leaderboard? Paul Casey.
Paul Casey, who a lot of people, including us, are on. He's at 2 under. Hideki is at 1 under. There is your update from the PGA
Very
Championship.
Early.
What is the Spieler doing? Spieler's even par.
Level.
What I'm seeing.
Level par.
So that's what we got for you. We'll keep you updated throughout. I know a lot of you are degenning on DraftKings and the Millionaire Maker. Godspeed on your quest for glory. The Cardinal win last night led to Mike Matheny enjoying his post-game press conference, but I think it started off with what Calvin May brought to the table. You know, he is the leadoff man, and he got things going last night regarding the Rally Cat. Take a listen, if you would.
Rally Cat here more often after what Yachty did in the bottom of the sixth tonight?
Yeah, I'm not a cat person, but I sure like that one.
Wonder if that had some sort of hidden meaning.
Was it a shot? Was it shade? And then because he is a journalist, he had a follow-up question.
Sure.
Do you know if Yachty's a big cat lover?
He is tonight.
Just I miss getting down there.
Straight heat.
I wasn't in there for that. I was actually trying to find out what they did with the cat.
You were covering bigger issues.
Yeah.
Now, Matt Carpenter, and I saw they used this bite on SportsCenter I was watching this morning. Matt Carpenter addressed, he's the Nostradamus of felines. Take a listen.
I knew before the cat ran on the field, just seeing Yachty walk up to the plate, I felt good about our chances. And then I saw the cat, and I knew something special was about to happen. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, you can clip that off and just say, I saw the cat, and I knew something's better, and we can play that and use that for a promo and kind of like the Matt Holliday where he talked about an amazing radio show, and then we cut it right before he says that no one listens to, and then we can use that and say, Matt Holliday.
He loves the program.
Yep. See? See?
He misses us.
Is he on the DL in the Bronx?
I think he is. Yeah. You know, he had that viral thing, then he had another injury.
He's got that amazing radio show.
Yep. Boom. See, right there, Jennings, that's an endorsement.
Top notch.
Yep. And what was the other soundbite on that? Oh, here's the Barstool chicks talking about the ta-ta towel.
No.
What? I had it in the itinerary. I said, okay, I want to get to this, I want to get to that, I want to get to this.
So there has been a new dumb creation popping up all over Facebook, Instagram called the ta-ta towel. It's like a scarf.
It looks like a weird shrug.
And you put it on your boobs before you get ready to go out.
It makes no sense. The girl's supposed to stop under boob sweat
before you even go out,
which doesn't make any sense because who's sweating that much?
Like, you got to take a step back. It's you're
like,
sweating
it,
when
it looks
you're
like
ready.
A weird like hat for your boobs.
Who is sweating that much when they're getting ready? Just stand there naked if you're really that concerned. And this girl thought she was genius. She was like, I am going to invent a towel that's going to stop your boobs from sweating before you go out.
It literally looks like you're wearing a weird like animal around your
shoulders.
Wouldn't
that make your boobs sweat more? Like, I feel like you're overheating.
Bad idea.
I hate the name. Ta-ta towel? Like, you're just asking to be made fun of. Oh, here's my new ta-ta towel. You want to try it out? Ew.
Gross.
Ew.
Okay. All right.
It's probably
not for us. I'm sure people love it and it's wonderful. Just not our bag.
Right. Per se. I think you say per se.
The total respect given
to the inventors.
Yeah. Jay Day, probably not going to have a whole lot of high ownership in DraftKings. But I don't think it has anything to do with his press conference. But if people were watching his press conference, they might have sold after they heard this.
I have to ask you, you received a telescope as a gift last
year. Yeah.
Have you ever used one where you need Dash to show you how to use it? What do you think of it?
No, man, I probably see Uranus from here, mate.
Did he just say sorry? Like,
I think he said so.
So.
Oh.
Like Taguchi.
Such a good dude, Jason Day.
You're a J-Day guy, aren't
Huge
you?
Huge Jason Day guy.
Mount Rushmore of current players that are good cats.
Jay Day.
Hmm.
Ricky. Justin Thomas. And I'll go with a veteran in...
Nick Faldo. And that'll
No, I won't go with Nick Faldo, but he's gotten a lot better.
You get to know these guys pretty well?
I don't know the younger guys better. I know some of the older guys better. I got to know Jason Day. Jason Day, the first interview he ever did, the first tournament he ever played in the United States was the John Deere Classic. And
was that when JW was playing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he went to the playoff.
He went to the playoff and got to get in the British Open. Jason Day, just coming over from Australia, I mean, he'd been here before, but we did an interview with him, and he was tremendous, and he talked about some of the troubles he'd had with his family and his dad, and was very open as a young man. He was 18 years of age. And 2 weeks later, we're at the International in Colorado at Castle Rock. And he's playing in the opening round, and he walks by our broadcast position, and he puts his hand out and says, "Hey, Jay." I was like, "What is wrong with you?" I mean, he was fantastic. And I have heard that he hasn't changed a bit, and I don't know he's the guy to look for this week. I think I hope he has a big year next year. He seems to be always...
injured?
Yeah, something. Something's always cooking or going on. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be a fan of his now.
Well, you should be.
He's going to like him.
Really going to be my guy.
Yep.
Friend of Jay's.
Iggy, we got a microphone situation.
Top four caddies you give him my Mr. Skin password to.
Top four.
Oh, my gosh.
Starts with Fluff.
Fluff has Mr. Skin.
I guarantee you Bones has it because Michael Collins gave it to Bones. I would think for sure that somebody had to give it to Steve Williams.
Stevie's got it?
No question. I mean, they all had it.
Fanny Sunison have it?
I don't know that Fanny has it or Mrs. Stricker. I don't know that either one of those two who loop from
Mrs. Stricker.
But, I mean, Iggy called me one day and goes, "The Mr. Skin people say that we've got like 300 people logging in on the account."
Yeah, that's what I had happen with DraftKings. I let everybody into my account so they could see how our teams were doing, and then DraftKings froze my account.
Yeah, it's like
so. I'm like, hey guys, I'll just send out a spreadsheet with the rosters, and I'll update you if we have any reason for excitement.
But Mr. Skin is not quite what it used to be with the fappening now. Not quite the same.
Really?
You agree, Iggy?
Well, isn't the fappening this? It's leaked photos, not.
Not always. Not always leaked photos.
What do you mean? Like women intentionally?
Yes.
Really?
Maitland Ward every day posts some sort of picture of herself, sometimes with nip.
I don't know who this person is.
Well, then you must not deal with the fappening much.
I didn't really.
What is the fappening?
That's when like somebody hacked into celebrities' phones and then released pictures of their.
Their camera.
Yeah, when they were like nakey, eggs and bakey.
And a lot of, this summer I've noticed a lot of beach pictures they put up of people.
All right.
Yeah, and the Jenner family. Ugh.
What about Cardinal birthdays? They do that?
They do not yet. I'm sure that they're paying close attention to it.
People notice how smooth my skin is, and it's because of Harry's razors. Man, do I like those Harry's razors. Save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price. By owning the factory and taking less profits, they pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. I've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. All you do is cover just a few bucks in shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Well, you saw it happen last night at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals trailing 5-4 when the rally cat ran onto the field. And then a gentleman from the grounds crew had to go out there and get it. That gentleman's name is Lucas Hackman, and he joins us right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Lucas, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very good. So you were on SportsCenter a few minutes ago?
Yeah, like not even 10 minutes ago. I just did a live interview with them.
How'd that go?
It's been a crazy morning.
How'd the sports interview go?
Oh, well. I was pretty nervous. I was shaking pretty hard, but I got it done, so it was fun.
Yeah, you better not be nervous when you come on the pregame show on Fox Sports. I mean, that's the big time when you hit region.
Oh, not with you.
Lucas, I think your brother might listen to this show.
Yes, he's also on the grounds crew. So,
oh, is he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we worked together down there, and yeah, so he was contacting you guys, I believe.
Yes, he was. So, thank you to him and to you for joining us. I'm sure you're in high demand this morning if you're already making SportsCenter hits. But let's go through what took place last night. So, where are you when this all starts up? Are you like in the stands? Are you in like in behind the scenes? Where are you?
So we were actually getting ready to drag. You know how we drag in between innings. We were getting ready for our third drag, and there were two outs in the bottom of the sixth. We dragged right after the bottom of the sixth. So, and I was actually at the top step of the dugout. I was in the visitor's dugout, and I was just watching the game, and that's when I heard the crowd go wild. I looked down the outfield and saw a little cat. And then I saw no one really was going after it. So I looked to my coworker, Tim Fenaris, the guy who actually taught Mark about his ball, who still works there. And he looked at me and he was like, dude, go get it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I like went up on the top step and I kind of looked back at him again, realizing like how like kind of big the moment was going to be when I ran out there. So I looked back at him again. I was like, are you sure you want to go get it? He's like, yeah, you got to get it. So I like ran out there and saw the cat and thought it was going to be an easy and cute jog back to the dugout, but didn't work out so well for me.
Mm. You didn't know what you were getting into because it seemed once you picked it up, you were like, okay, I'll nuzzle this little creature into my bosom and everything will be sweet and harmonious, but those things can be a little nasty.
Right, that's exactly what I thought. It was like one of the cutest cats I've ever seen. And I just thought I would just put it up, put it in my arm, and just run away with it. But it just latched onto my finger, and it wasn't letting go.
So it was biting you, or was it clawing?
A little bit of both. It bit me a few times and clawed out my hand a little bit. So.
And then you had to go to the hospital, right?
Yeah, just not for like and more for like just in case there, if there was an infection, they advised me to go to the hospital. So I went just after I got bit. My brother and dad took me out there, so it ended up working well.
Now, do you know what really happened to the guy? Because as I understand it, the Cardinals aren't sure. There's a couple of stories out there that a woman came and claimed it as her own, some from the Humane Society. I don't think we really know unless you do.
Yeah, I've heard a few things, but I actually have no idea. Whenever I ran up the stands and dropped it off, I was pulled to first aid like right after, and I saw some ushers dealing with it, but after that, I never really saw the cat again.
And how are you handling this newfound fame?
I'm just, you know, taking it one step at a time. I mean, this has been a pretty crazy 12 hours. My phone's just been blowing up. I barely got any sleep last night, so... And then I was just on SportsCenter. I think that was the craziest part. So, yeah, it's been pretty wild.
Now, your boss is Bill Finley, correct? He is the grounds crew chief. Now, Bill, I wonder, will he embrace the fact that you are now a media star?
I don't want to say anything too bad about Billy, but no, he's great. He was just giving me some crap about the way I was holding the case. You got to grab him by the neck, and I was like, I wasn't thinking at the time what to do or how to grab it. I don't know about cats, but he's been super supportive of me, and he's just been helping me out on the way. So he's awesome.
Now, watching the thing unfold, I thought to myself as I saw you running out there, I thought someone needs to give that guy a towel because I've seen these things before. And they don't end well unless you have some sort of protection. Someone should have given you a towel to wrap around.
Yeah, that's what everyone was telling me. Like right after, all of my coworkers were like, "Oh, we should have gave you a towel." I was like, "Yeah, that would have been nice." It ended up working out, so I'm not too worried about it now.
Lucas, two questions for you, brother. How many Twitter followers did you have yesterday before the game? You got any idea?
I think I had around like 650, and now I have about like 1,300.
I'm going to see if I can add to that.
And I must tell you, it seemed like the gals that took care of you at the hospital. No. The gals that took care of you at the hospital seemed like really nice ladies.
Yes.
Now, hold on, because it seemed, Jay, the way you said that, seems like you weren't saying they were. It seems like you were driving at something else.
I picked up a read.
I just thought they seemed like they were. Am I right, Lucas? They seemed like nice gals.
I think you're messing with my words. When I came in, they were watching the video of me, and I was like, well, I guess I'm famous now because I logged in and they were like, oh my god, it's him, and I was like,
oh my god,
it's him. So I walked in that hospital.
Did you have to get a tetanus shot?
No, I was up to date with all my tetanus, so they were just worried about infection and maybe rabies, but they said that there was no sign of rabies. So.
You know what, Lucas? You're a role model for America's youth. Hey, kids, make sure your inoculations are up to date like Lucas, because he ran into a situation that no one could have predicted. And you know what? He wasn't worried about tetanus because his inoculations were up to date. Hold on, Tim.
Exactly right.
Yes. Are you a cat person in real life?
No, I've never owned a cat. I'm more of a dog person. So next time there's a puppy running on the field, I'll be the first one out there.
What is your Twitter handle?
L. Hackman with two N's.
Yep, two N's.
All right, because I'm gonna follow you right now.
You'll be talking to him tonight.
Well, he's going to come on the pregame show. I don't know. Now, at 5:30 when we go on the air, because it's an early start, are you up to your ears with dragging the field? Do you think Bill Finley will cut you loose so you can do a live interview?
I'm sure he'll give me a few minutes with you.
All right, good. I'm looking forward to that because I'm saving my really good questions for them.
Oh, for the regional cable appearance. Lucas, thanks so much. I know you're super busy. You're on SportsCenter and the whole thing. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Nice job.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Lucas.
Thank you, Lucas.
I'll talk to you later.
There's Lucas Hackman. He's the grounds crew member. And Jennings, you are right about that hospital picture.
Yeah,
right?
I mean they seem like they're really nice.
I would have just kind of, I kind of would have moved right past it, and then I clicked on it and I saw the word.
And he seems to be enjoying their company by the big smile on his face.
No question about it.
And no rabies.
I like the thumb ring on the one guy.
Because Tim, you have your shots
you like
up to date.
Yeah,
you know?
Thumb rings, right? Well, we stick with thumb rings. They're more. You got a better shot. They might be a little more freaky.
What are you saying? They're a medical professional.
I'm talking about just thumb ring. Thumb rings in general.
In general. But you're not pro toe ring, which is a.
Well, it doesn't bother me.
Subman child.
It doesn't bother me. It's all right.
Do you have a real pro?
Do you have to get a tetanus like booster now? Like, I can't remember the last time as an old guy. I think once you hit 50, they don't care about you like you're going
to
be.
I have to get something before my young tyke is born. It's called like the Tdap or something like that. And I think tetanus is included. It's one of the things that it stands for.
Huh.
I think everybody has to get that when they're going to be around an infant. Things I'm learning, Jennings. You don't recall doing this? You don't recall doing this again?
It's all changed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just recall this tiny little bed that let you know the hospital really doesn't want dad staying there.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is really like 4 foot by like a foot and a half.
They want you out.
Oh, it'll fit perfectly for me. guys, thumb ring means they're into anal. Thanks. That's from Matt who bowls at Hanks. Now, I had no idea.
I haven't done that research yet.
Guys, will Lucas be wearing a catcher's mask tonight during the interview with the cat?
If I can get
him, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? That's a nice play. Now our listeners are producing two different shows.
Thank you for that.
Let's see. He may not have rabies, but does he have to worry about getting in with Chris Raby? Thanks. That's from the Lord of Ledoux. The Lord of. I wonder if you went to school with him, Jenny.
Maybe.
The Lord of Ledoux. Yeah. Guys, so Luther Hackman has gone from an MLB pitcher to working on the grounds crew. Talk about it going
different,
full circle.
Different guy.
Not the same?
I think different guy.
Let's see. Just got that Tdap, Tim. Make sure you get it on your non-dominant hand, if you know what I mean. That comes from the X-axis.
Don't know what he's saying.
Tdap stands for tetanus. Yeah, see? Diphtheria and ass play?
No, I don't know about the last part.
Lousy's laugh is sponsored by the Post.
Thank you for hitting the sponsors. That's important. Tim, let's see. You're correct. The Tdap vaccines for tetanus, diphtheria,
really,
and whooping cough.
You really like those
cough.
Ladies. He's mesmerized by this picture with Lucas and the nurses.
I just think they'd be fun to hang with.
Not creepy.
They could tell you what you're doing wrong.
Jennings, we have a public apology.
Uh-oh.
Tim, I would like to publicly apologize for the Halsey Tove Lo mix-up on Tuesday. It's embarrassing. I'm ashamed. I'm sorry, and it won't happen again. That's from Billiken Butt Play.
It takes a man to say when he's wrong. I will tell you, I had a lot of IMs or DMs
with Tove Lo,
not with her.
Oh, Halsey.
With listeners that wanted to show me more of Toe Love or Tove Love.
And you're a fan now.
I just appreciate a gal that appreciates bearing it.
Is this Lexington Steel?
All right. Derek Gould is going to be with us here in a matter of moments. Jill Cassidy, of course, at 9 o'clock. It's the standard lineup.
Big show.
It's the Cat Grounds Crew guy, Derek Gould and Jill Cassidy. I realize it's a tired, played-out formula, but it's the one that we're going to have to go with this morning. Derek Gould brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI Digital make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting online at gfidigital.com. Ladies and gentlemen, on the appliances kind of phone lines, Derek Gould. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's Lucas doing? How's he recovering?
He was on SportsCenter moments ago, so his star is rising.
Oh, good. That's good. Yeah, excellent. Is his finger still bandaged?
He does not have rabies.
There for a while?
He does not have rabies, he found out, so that's big.
Well, this is a good thing for him and the cat.
Everyone is winning.
Did you ever find out what actually happened to the cat? Because I got to tell you, Derek, you're a legit journo. I pretend to be, and I was trying to find out the real story because I had heard a couple different things, and from what I could gather, the Cardinals weren't exactly sure where the cat went or what happened to it.
Well, a few things. Yeah, I, like you, heard, I think, three distinct stories, and then a fourth story that seemed to be an amalgamation of them, so that, you know, it was probably a game of telephone. And then talking last night several times to a few different Cardinal officials, they said, we don't have the cat, and we don't know the chain of custody or where the cat is, which to me sounds like plausible deniability.
No, I'm telling you, they really don't know. I watched.
No, I know. I'm
someone
sure
from
don't.
Stadium operations trying to chase that down, and what happens, it's like a game of telephone. One usher said that they saw this, and then the other usher heard from this usher, And next thing you know, there is no real story. So I think they did try. I don't think they actually know.
Well, they had a carrier there for the cat to be taken from the ballpark. And it's at that point in time where the presence of the cat, or where the possession of the cat is kind of lost. Look, I get it. Everybody wants to romance the thing, but the cat also did bite somebody and was a stray. So I can understand also why the Cardinals may not want to know. You know, they might, if I can put it that way, Cardinals would like to, be the executive that's asked to leave the room before the Skunk Works is discussed.
Yeah, but there's accountability to be doled out.
Oh, there's definite accountability. We need accountability on that cat. Whose cat is it? What was it doing there? And where is it now? And why is it not on a throne?
Now, I also heard speculation that secretly the Cardinals brought it to the zoo and donate a lot of money, that there's going to be a rally cat habitat in the shape of a baseball field with a cutout of Yadier Molina. And I'm not, it's not rights holder stuff. That's what I heard.
I did not hear that. What I did hear was that the cat was adopted, but will be living solely in one of Yachty's former gloves, nestled up in it, like the cutest little bed you've ever seen.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Well, cat stories aside, it did lead to a sequence of not only bizarre scenarios, but then an incredibly important one as Yadier hit that grand slam. I mean, it wasn't a cosmetic home run. They were down by a run, and then it's like they flash back to the game after a couple of minutes of the entertainment, and you're like, oh, yeah, the bases are loaded, and the Cardinals are down by a run trying to win their fifth in a row, and then Yadier goes yard. That was a it'll be a memorable moment no matter what because of the cap thing, but if the Cardinals can continue this run that they're on, it could wind up being a significant moment in reference to this National League Central Division.
Well, within like the span of what, 2 minutes maybe, let's say, you know, Yadi standing at the plate pointing towards left field, which is still one of the most, and Chris Lee got a great photo of it, but still one of the more remarkable things I've ever seen at the field, because I didn't at first see the cat, and I think a lot of people, I mean, when I say the cat, I don't mean Jim Hayes.
Of course, it's clarification.
The cat all the time.
People haven't made that joke on Twitter at all.
Right. I didn't see the kitten at all. And so, and I know a lot of people saw this. They just saw Yadi pointing. And we're like, wait a minute, is he like Babe Ruth in it? What's going on here? And in the span of 2 minutes, just think about how the perception of this Cardinals team changed. I mean, you asked me a few weeks ago or a week ago if I've ever felt such anger directed towards this Cardinal team. And, you know, it's not been a team that, and I think I've said this before, the 2017 Cardinals has not been a team that captured the imagination. Okay, last night we saw it do that. That's remarkable to me. I mean, this cat scampers onto the field, Yadier Molina hits a grand slam. That dugout never thought it was out of that game. They're like, Trevor, hey, Cahill, man, that guy's not going to hold us back for long. We got an offense that can take care of this. When have they ever acted like that? When have they ever gone out there, walked, stole second, and chipped away at a lead? And they did it twice last night.
Here's an observation. Were you in Cincinnati?
I was not.
Okay. No. And I don't know if you were watching the game.
I was.
Okay.
Or I did.
All right. So they were I think they were down 3-0. The cat, you were back in studio. I don't know how closely you were watching it. I specifically noticed this because I'm always looking for edges when live betting. And I specifically, and I have no idea why, and since none of us were there, it's difficult to speak to, and who knows why it would have been on Sunday, because they did win the night before. But for whatever reason, they were down 3-0 early on, right away. And I think I can't recall who it was. It might have been Martinez, might have been Fowler, might have been Molina. I don't know. But they got a couple of hits in a row, and both guys that they cut to on Fox Sports Midwest were like pounding their fists and clapping really intensely. And I'm going, you know, this isn't this isn't what I normally seen. I don't know. I felt like it seemed like, even though I know nothing about it, and I'm not saying it did happen, it seems like the kind of response you would have after like a hit by pitch or a brawl or after a team meeting or something like that. I have no idea why it would happen after a Saturday night in which they won and then a day game in Cincinnati in front of, you know, whatever, 15,000 people. But I noticed that, and then they kept going, and then, of course, rallied and won that game huge. And they have not lost since.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, I'm not sure if the event is what prompted it, but I do think that there was, in spilling out of their win and into that game, there was some kind of reinvigoration that we have not seen. And last night was the culmination of it, and we'll see if it's the propulsion of it. But, you know, the little claw thing that they're doing, and you notice that they do it towards the bullpen when they get a hit. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, what's that about?
So there's different things there. They're doing it in the dugout when a guy gets a hit. You know, I think we can over-exaggerate things, but I also wouldn't downplay, because the moment that you're talking about, and also what we've seen over the last few games, there's a life that Jose Martinez has brought, and there's production too, which always has to back it up. But there's a reason why, you know, Matheny's putting him in the lineup, even, you know, if he doesn't say it. But there's a life that guy has brought. And yesterday, Fowler brought it up to me, unprompted. I didn't ask about it him, but he specifically mentioned him and, you know, said how, you know, Josie has brought a life to the lineup that just kind of perked it up, and off they go. Then Fowler joins in Kansas City and brings another dimension. Colton Wong batting somewhere other than leadoff or eight has been a big part of what he's been able to show. Yesterday he's able to steal second and make a run out of it. So, I mean, I think, you know, you saw a team that played well on the road bring that game back for 40,000 at home, and then you had this 2-minute span where, you know, magic happened, and a real dull, meandering, wonder where they're going Cardinal team became, exciting again.
You know, the thing with Jose Martinez, I think he deserves all the credit in the world, because there was a stretch he didn't play at all.
Yeah,
and he stayed.
He went down to Memphis, right?
He came back up, and they didn't play him. And there was a stretch where he got virtually nothing. And he stayed engaged, and he got his opportunity, and he's really run with it. And I agree, he's brought all kinds of life. To me, though, the stuff like Jed Jerko saying we're not a very good team, Tommy Pham had been critical of the way they were playing.
That
got a lot of attention. However,
it did.
There were guys in there, like a Matt Carpenter, who said, look, I know people don't want to hear it, but we have a run in us. We know we're going to go on a run. Adam Wainwright, I ran some sound from him saying the same thing. He actually, in a live interview, said, I really feel like we can do something special, and our best baseball's ahead of us. And those guys got killed, like, by fans saying, delusional, delusional. My point being, there were some guys in the clubhouse that believed this was going to happen. Who knows where it's going to take them, but the team would go on some sort of run, which we're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and Carpenter repeated last night what he's been steadfast about all season long, was that there, all these guys in that clubhouse were so far away from career norms that at some point in time it was all going to catch up. And he told me a couple months ago, he said, if it all happens at once, then you're talking about a pretty good team. And last night his point was, it's all happening at once. We'll see. But they are, I mean, I think what we've seen in the last 4 days, this is my perspective, is for the first 4 months of the season, they were in the division because of the play of the other teams in the division. That's what kept it in it.
Sure.
Now they're in the division race because of their own play, and that's the switch. This is a team that has not been in control of its destiny. They've been waiting for other teams to lose, waiting for other teams to lose, even at times wondering if they should just bail on the season and move on to 2018. Now, with as many games as they have left against the Cubs, being 1.5 games back, there's a hard road ahead for the Cardinals. What the Cubs are going through now, the Cardinals have awaiting them in September. That's a reality. But they're in control of their own destiny. They don't have to wait for somebody else to usher them into the race. They can hold themselves in it.
We saw the Indians acquire Jay Bruce. Yeah. Now that the Cardinals are a game and a half back, but really more importantly, they're not because I mean, really, Derek, on the day of the trade deadline, if I'm not mistaken, they were 3.5 back. So you're 3.5, four and a half. So it's not like that has changed that drastically, relatively speaking. Because the division's been dicking around, but now, as you said, they're winning, and I really feel like if I had to point to one thing, it's Trevor Rosenthal, because then that's a domino effect on the bullpen. But now that they're in that position and they're winning, they're not in there as a byproduct of the division being bad. Do you think that would lead to a potential trade here post the non-waiver trade deadline?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and it's certainly on their mind. It's something that they discussed, that they thought, all right, well, you know, you have an extra 4 weeks here to make a move. There are moves that can happen in August that are beneficial. Some of the appealing players will, excuse me, get through waivers. So they have that in them. And, you know, Mo had said that, you know, if given extra time to see where this team is headed, they'll take it and then decide to fine tune a little bit. It's kind of looking over the list of guys. Bruce, left-handed option for the outfield, which for the Cardinals is very right-handed, really is taking on a lot of money, as we saw yesterday, and the Cardinals can do that. So I could see where there was appeal there. You know, looking beyond that, I mean, a reliever to tighten things up, there'll be an available there. You know, Cabrera, somebody to offer an alternative in the infield, is that appealing? When you look at what they could do, it's sort of the same issue that they had around July 31st is you're not just filling a hole, you're searching for an upgrade, because it's not like there's a real obvious glaring spot for this team. But there's just a lot of places where you go, well, could they get better? And finding that better in August can be tricky.
I don't know. I saw last night, I don't know if it was Olney or Rosenthal tweeting about the Brewers trying to make a play on Kinsler. Jonathan Villar has been horrible this year, especially versus what he had been. And then Sogard's come off the DL, and he hasn't done much. Right. So I don't know if they would be able to pull off a deal for Kinsler in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's the type of thing that would change them either.
Yeah,
it would give them a second baseman, but, unless he's going to pitch too, I'm not sure that that's what really changes the Brewers.
What do you make of that? I mean, you know, it's one thing when, you know, the Cubs, you know, they had a lead and then they lost. It's the Nationals. That was on Sunday. But now you go out and you lose 2 of 3 in San Francisco. Joe Maddon, you know, continues to say things, but they don't necessarily lead to anything.
Oh, my gosh. He's gone off the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Do you? I mean, this stuff that he said to what? In the Megyn Kelly show and then... He just hammered his own team.
I just like to see it because, you know, everything fell into place last year and it was all peaches and cream for him. I like a little turmoil. Teams should go through that. Builds character.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is either going to end up with two ways. They lose Wilson Contreras, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that looked really painful. He just headed to the MRI in Arizona today. They're saying that the results will be known Friday, which kind of tells you what they expect to learn. They go from there. They'll be needing a backup catcher. So here, this either goes one of two ways for the Cardinals. They go get Eric Fryer, and he leads them to glory. Or David Ross comes out of retirement and sells some books and is the backup catcher that they need and sparks them, right? Isn't that how this ends?
I don't think it does. No, I don't think it goes that way.
No.
So Lance Lynn.
A cat runs across their.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It happened before. What was it? 60. Jennings was at 69?
Yeah, with the Mets and Ron Santos.
There you go.
Black cat. Yep. That would be perfect. The Cardinals get a gray cat.
Yeah, the STL Today cat. Comments would light up if it were that.
So the Cardinals.
Derek, yeah.
The Cardinals have that window of opportunity after the season exclusive negotiating with Lance Lynn.
Sort of.
I'm not putting words in Lance's mouth. He doesn't think there's going to be real motivated type discussions going on the Cardinals' part. Do you think there's any thinking within the organization that let's see if we can take a run at this guy and bring him back, or has that ship sailed?
No, I don't think that ship has sailed. No. No. I mean, look, I've seen this before with Mo, and we really all have. Maybe not as obvious, but you know, they're pretty candid with guys like Lance when you get closer towards free agency. And you know, an example, though obviously I'm not saying that they're the same kind of pitcher, trust me, but an example would be Pat Neshek, right? The Cardinals made it pretty clear. Neshek was like, I'd like to come back. I'd like to sign an extension. I'd like to come back. I'd like to come back. Cardinals went to him and said, look, you can make more money out in the market than we're willing to give you. So Godspeed. And he knew pretty quickly that they were not going to engage. With some other guys, they don't hear that. And what that means is, you know, like Mo kind of approaches things with there's a time for everything and everything in its time. And he doesn't need to do anything now. He doesn't need to remind Lance, hey, we're interested, just like he didn't need to do that with Jason Hayward. He knew that a player wants to get to free agent. A lot of times he'll say, hey, if that's important to you, then go out there, find what your offer is, and then come back and let's see if we can outdo or match or whatever the market. You know, his thing is that, especially in situations like this, is when A and B are talking, there's no control group C to tell them that they're getting a good deal. So, you know, Lance knows what his price should be, knows what he wants to get. The Cardinals know what that price is, know what it takes to sign him. Now both sides, the Cardinals in particular, would like to know if that's what another team is willing to get him. And if so, then they know that that's where the market's going to go. So we've seen this play out before. And it doesn't always play out where the Cardinals don't sign their guy. Sometimes it plays out where they bring the guy back. But I do think that there's a sense here that Lance would like to see what free agency has to offer. The Cardinals wouldn't mind seeing where the market goes for him or what, you know, what it will take to sign him. And the only way they can do that is if they get to November.
Derek Gould, brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI Digital make it technology simple for your business. Start by visiting online at gfidigital.com. Derek, we appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Derek.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
Peace. There he is. Let's see. Jennings, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about this show. You know, it's almost like a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the gentleman from the grounds crew, Lucas Hackman, who calls in and tells us his story. Then we have Derek Gould talking about the actual team. And now, before we go to Jill Cassidy.
Oh, my.
My sources tell me that we have a lass by the name of Corey Harris on the appliance discounter phone lines. And Corey actually took the cat home.
No.
She's going to be interviewed with a catcher's mask on tonight. I don't know. All I'm telling you is what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
Corey Harris.
Corey, good morning.
Hi.
Oh, you're thrilled to be on this.
Clip that out. Obviously a loyal listener. Corey, one of your friends reached out and said you are the person who took the cat home. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate.
How did this all transpire?
Yeah, give us the story. Let's hear
what
the word
is. And we'll try to punch holes in it.
Right.
Okay, so everybody knows that I love cats.
Jay, you knew that.
But I only have one. Like, I'm not a crazy cat lady. I have one cat. So as soon as I saw the cat running across the field, I immediately thought, like, what's going to happen to the cat?
Meow.
Exactly. So I look at my friend and I go, I have to go find out what's going on with this cat. So I start walking up, and I talk to a couple ushers. I'm like, do you guys know where this cat's going to go? And they're like, I don't know. I would just follow where that guy ran. So I did. And then they were like, so then I talked to another usher, and they were like, they're probably just going to throw him out on the street. So
I don't know about that.
I just started running. And so I ran to the home plate gate, and I asked the ushers that were inside, I said, where is the cat? And the cat was sitting under the fence in the corner, and they just set him right outside the stadium. And so I just told him it was my cat, and so they handed it to me, and then I walked away with him.
Wait, hold on.
All right. When I was trying to find out the real story,
Jill Cassidy's
from nine. from one of the executives at the Cardinals, that was one of the stories they were trying to vet.
That somebody had claimed the cat.
That someone said, that's my cat, and they just gave it to her. And they said, we can't confirm that, but that's one of the stories. So this makes sense to
me. And that was me.
Now, are you on social media? Do you have a way to produce a picture of the cat so we can confirm?
Oh, no, he wasn't my cat.
No, but you got it.
You just wanted the cat.
I mean, he literally was, like, sitting on the ground, and they put him under the fence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said, that's my cat. And they handed him to me, and I walked out of the gate.
All right. Do you have a picture of the cat now you could tweet out or put on Facebook so we can confirm?
I have. It's on my Facebook.
All right. Are you online right now? Because I'm gonna friend request you.
You got it.
My name's Timothy Michael McKernan, and I'm really hot. So you'll recognize me.
Have you heard of Tim McKernan before this at all?
Of course you have.
Have I ever what?
Heard of Tim McKernan.
Yes, I have.
Nice.
I think my dad might know you.
Nice.
Well, that's kind of where I'm trending these days. It's unfortunate.
All right, so give
but
us
I
a
hear
second.
Tell, Corey, and if you don't want me to say where you work, because we do have an odd audience, and I say that endearingly, of course.
Sure. Oh, I don't care. I work at Kirkwood Ice.
Okay, that's where I was going.
Nice.
See, what you got to do, Jennings.
She works
you remember Gordon Gekko? He was in the locker room with Bud Fox, and he said, information is important or something like that. And that's what we're doing
said
here.
You can't
with this
dress
program.
Like that in here.
And he also said that. And they were having a steam.
Where did she
but
work?
I digress. She's at Kirkwood Ice and Fuel. Now you're going to have a bunch of creeps to listen to this show up at Kirkwood Ice and Fuel today, just so you know.
I already do, so not a
That's a live read. They're not an appetite.
Wait, so we're trying to find a picture of the cat on your Facebook.
I'm trying to find a picture of Corey.
Okay, here's the funny part is that so my friend that was in the game, I messaged him, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to come back in the game. Meet me, like, right outside the smoker area. And so as I'm walking up, there's probably like 70 people wanting pictures with the cat. And so I don't know who any of these people are. I've tried to look. I don't see any of these pictures. So I have one picture, and the guy in the picture with me was my inadvertent, like, photographer for these people. You know, I didn't have my phone. It was in my purse, and I was holding the cat, so I couldn't get my phone out. So this guy was taking pictures for everybody with this cat. So there are, like, a lot of pictures out there.
Okay, now it's, your name is Corey?
I already found her. Can you friend request me on Facebin?
Is that Facebook?
Yeah. Not regular. Tim's dumb. Just so you know, Tim's a dumb.
Right, but I am hot.
Well, I was just making sure I'm not like that hip.
Right.
So.
Where'd you go to high school,
Corey? Michael McKernan. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to put action on Nearinks.
You're going Nearinks? I'm going St. Joe.
Ursuline's in play.
Where'd I go to high school?
You could be a pioneer. I mean, you could be.
Kirkwood.
Pioneer proud.
Pioneer pride.
Pioneer proud.
Now, you are a responsible. You have one cat, so now you have two, and you're a responsible pet owner, because I will tweet out that the rally cat has a good home with Corey.
But here's the thing. Okay. I think there's more to the story, is there not, Corey?
There's so much
Once again, Gordon Gekko and Bud Fox. Carry on with what happens when you get home with the rally cat.
Get the steak tartare.
So,
off the menu.
I live downtown, so I start walking home, and I walk through Ballpark Village parking lot, and then I get right in front of where Mike Shannon's, the back of Mike Shannon's was, and two guys that work for Busch Stadium walk up to me, and one of the guys says on his radio, and he goes, 10-4, yeah, we have a location. We have her.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Boy, we are.
I think I know who that is.
Oh, no. This guy was, I'm not a big fan. So he was like, well, we're just trying to make sure, like, you said this was your cat, making sure it has shots. So as soon as he said that, I was like, you know what? I don't have shot records. It's not my cat. I'm taking them, but I don't have shot records, so if you have to take that guy to get shots, I can't tell you that this cat's fine. And, you know, I'm holding the cat the whole time. And this one guy was really nice, and one guy was a really big prick.
I need you to come in and co-host, sister.
Good cop, bad cop.
I literally had no idea that Yachty had a grand slam. I had no idea that any of that happened. because I was sprinting through the stadium and going towards this cat. So I heard cheering, so I had no idea. So the guy asked me, what's the cat's name? And I said, Yachty. He rolled his eyes at me. Well, later I know why, but I had no idea there was a grand slam. So anyway, I gave him all my information. The Cardinals have all of my information, my address, my phone number, every single thing that they would possibly need. And I just said, and I'm taking this cat home. This cat's starving. He was so hungry. He was so scared. It's a tiny kitten.
Right.
And so I start walking to my house, and I go into City Garden, and I'm standing there at City Garden holding them as I'm walking through. And a dog walked by, or I don't know if it was the fountain or something, but something spooked this cat, and he leapt out of my arms and jumped into these bushes.
No. No.
Yeah. So he's not out. He could be right now, but I sat there for about 4 hours.
You sat there for 4 hours? You sat there for 4 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, all around the bushes. My neighbor came down. She brought her cat stroller. The security guards, no.
So it's at large right now.
Right now, the rally cat, we don't know.
How do you spell your name? Because we can't find you on Facebook.
I found her, baby. I found her.
Where?
Here, right here. I don't know if you want it out, Corey, so I'm not going to...
I mean, this is inside the room.
Right.
It's K-O-R-I-E.
Okay, well, then I guess it's out.
I'm going to use your first name.
You still haven't friend accepted me yet. I feel like I'm questioning Jaden James, and I can't get her to friend accept me either. It's a whole thing.
Can I do that while I'm on the phone?
Of course you can, sister. Whatever you need to do.
So what are we going to do? How are we
going to... This is AM radio. Everything's fine. It's a...
No, I just don't know if I know how to do that. Hold on.
Well, that's not my answer.
Now, what are we going to do? How can we help secure... And you're going to name him Yachty if you get him back? Is that what you said?
Boy, Jill Cassidy's tweeting out a lot, even though she's supposed to be with us in a minute. I might have to mute her again.
She's friending them.
No, she's handling the friend request.
Right.
So the rally cat's at large. How will we ever know it was actually the real rally cat? It could be like Jinxie Cat in Meet the Peas. Gaylord Focker painted the tail of Robert De Niro's cat, and it wound up being the wrong Jinxie Cat. Did you see it, Corey? Did you see it?
I don't have a friend request.
What is going on? I'm friend requesting the wrong...
No, you're not. I think you got...
No, I said you went to Missouri State and went to Kirkwood High School.
Right.
Friend request sent.
That's you?
That's right. That's me.
Yeah.
You got me, Corey? Timothy Michael McKernan. I'm really hot. You'll see me. Trust me. You'll know what's going on.
Yeah, it's not showing up on my phone.
Mm. Jason, do you know what's going on?
I don't.
Plowhawk, you seem to know.
Plowsy?
Sometimes when you're using your phone, talking on the phone while trying to connect to an app, sometimes you have to get off of that call and buffer it. So I'm sure once you hang up and you reload Facebook, you'll be able to find it.
It's a buffering issue.
Yes, it happens on my phone all the time, but I have an iPhone 3.
So, Corey, I mean, do you think you've seen the last of Yachty the rally cat?
I mean, I'm not really sure. Like, I know 100% that he did not come out of that bush. It's not like a bush. It's like the large grass. You know how they have a bunch of plants there.
Yeah, I know about shrubs.
He did not come out of that. We had shifts of people that were standing there. He didn't go anywhere near the street. The only thing that I can think right now, and I'm about to go back down there, I have a bunch of food. I even sat, like, quietly where he couldn't even see me, and he was so sweet. Like, we really... I don't want to be weird, but we really had it. Like, when I picked him up first, he swiped at me, and then he just laid against my chest and was, like, so thankful to be calm.
Like, wow, that's like Daenerys Targaryen and the dragons.
He was so scared, and so I don't know if he's... Like, about 2.5 hours in, we heard him meow. You know, it was pitch black at that point, and we, with flashlights, we couldn't find him. So I don't know if he's really tired. He had a big run, right. And sleeping, or I don't know. At this point, I've been back at my house for, I don't even know what time it is at this point.
9:06 in the morning.
A couple of hours, and so he may have left from there. But either way, like, my important aspect for him is that he got some food, and... From there, the thing that I am concerned about is that Humane Society put something out saying that they took the rally cat, and they 100% did not. And so at this point, you know, I guess technically I can't say where he is, but I think he's in City Garden.
Mm. Now, you said something probably about a minute or so ago.
This is the Plowboy. He's our board operator.
About a kitty stroller?
Technically.
Was I correct on that? A kitty stroller?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Okay, is that what it sounds like? Just a stroller for kitties? Okay. I just wanted to confirm I wasn't for sure what you
meant. Okay, but they have one on Amazon, and I want to say it's not that weird, but it is. My one cat, he used to live in the suburbs. We live in the city, so I take him on cat walks. And so does my neighbor, so I'm not the only one.
No, that makes sense. I just wanted to confirm.
So are you going to get a posse together and try to get Rally Cat? Because my concern is someone like Joel Goldberg comes and takes it back to Kansas City.
I bet Dorothy Light's already walking around City Garden. First time she's been anywhere downtown outside of Busch Stadium.
Pretty much there have my phone number, and they know. And I live a block away, so I'm about to head back down and look for him again. But you guys, honestly, like, he started making, like, this move with his mouth, like he was trying to look for something to nurse. I mean, he on the field, and I have a couple of good pictures of him running on the field, and that's right before I just, like, booked it towards getting him. It kind of looked like he was trying to nurse, and he is a smaller kitten than he looks like. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, he never came out and got food while I was sitting there. And they did tell me that there's a lot of rats there, and I was like,
"What are you talking about? Like narcs, or are you talking about like there are rats in City Garden?"
The security guard was like, "Maybe he's like trying to like eat on a rat right now. And he's not taking food." Mm. And I go, "This cat's probably smaller than any rat that would be here."
Yeah, that's a tiny cat. Yeah, and the rat would probably be bigger, right?
Yeah, so he's pretty tiny. I would be interested in, like, all the people that took pictures with him. Because I had a lot of people asking if they could hold him and stuff. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. He's really scared. Mm-hmm. But so we would angle him so that he could take pictures. So there are a lot of people
who have pictures.
That have pictures of him outside the stadium. But I just haven't seen any of those. I'm not on Twitter, and I don't know where to look.
Well, a mutual friend of ours has connected the two of us on Facebook to vouch for me, and then I'll try to put you in touch with my cohort here, who ironically is named the Cat, and he hosts the Fox Sports Midwest pregame show. And I know the Cat. I know you, and I know you love journalism. You're going to want to follow up with Corey.
Yeah, I would like to be in touch with you so we can hopefully have a happy ending and put it on the pregame show. The pregame show on Fox Sports Midwest, as you probably know, Corey, reaches upwards of 15 or 16 people.
Right.
So that's the way that we inform the community.
Yeah, I mean, my whole focus is that I hope that he's okay. So, again, I'm about to head down and look again and see if he's just, like, freaking or anything like that. I mean, I know for a fact he did not run toward the street or anything like that while I was there for hours.
He could be, you know, he probably is still in the shrubs.
And there, I mean, it's really tall grass. Right. And
fescue.
After they said the thing about the rat, I was like, they also said that I can't walk in the plant. So I just had flashlights out there and probably looked really weird, but I don't care. So I'm going to go look.
Let us know. Maybe some people can help you get a little Rally Cat search party going.
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Well, now in the day, I'm sure, hopefully it'll be easier. But if I have any update, I will let you know. I just wanted people to know that this cat, I want anyone to save a cat that they want, but I don't want anyone thinking that they're grabbing this cat at the Humane Society, because that did not happen.
That did not happen.
And
good intel.
I believe Corey, like, because some people could make up a story, get a right. We all believe that Corey's telling the truth.
I do.
Right? Well,
I do.
Everyone?
This is too intricate to be made up.
At this point, like, I have, like, the Post-Dispatch wanting to call me, KSDK, KMLV, and that's just weird to me, but I just really, I immediately was thinking, like, what are they going to do with this cat? And the ushers really said they're probably just going to throw him outside.
Well, you were on it, though, Corey. You belong with the Rally
Cat.
Again,
I missed the Grand Slam.
You didn't even know, and you still named the cat Yachty. You didn't even know about the grandson.
Yeah, and the Cardinals rep rolled his eyes at me, and then later I go, oh, that makes sense. He probably thought like I was just, but I literally had no idea. I just, of course, his name's going to be Yachty.
All right, no, I understand that. All right, well, accept my friend request. We'll get the picture out there, and we'll get the word out. The cat will follow up on the Fox Sports Midwest pregame.
Yes.
And this journalism.
It will, and I'm going to walk down there right now, and if I find him or anything, I will definitely let you guys know.
All right, friend, accept my friend request so far, sister.
All right.
Peace. All right, there she is. There's Corey.
Great American.
Yeah, patriot. Journalism. I mean, what right there, what show. You saw, you know, some people have compared me to Brooke Baldwin before. And right there, you saw our ability to handle news as it came into the desk.
Well, let's think about it. We're the official show of record for all things St. Louis. That's obvious. So we had the guy who secured the cat and got his story. And then, let's face it, we broke the story that Rally Cat, who has become loved by Cardinal Nation, is now at large.
At large.
In the City Garden area.
And specifically in the shrubs. And now I'm interested, even though I'm not really on board with shrubs coming back.
I do like the fact that she said when the guards were like, well, you need, and she's like, I'm taking the cat.
Yeah. She accepted my friend request. All right, I'm going to try and get a picture of this thing and get it out on the Twitter tweets. We got to take a break. Jill Cassidy, I hope, will still be available. You want to talk about somebody's tweet? Jill Cassidy is sending like 30 tweets a second right now.
Is she like Roderick?
I don't know. No, it's not about the WWE. It's more about her feet. So Jay will be able to interact with her. That's coming up next. I mean, what a program. Send your emails in. Hotshots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. It's Ryan Kelly. Morning.